Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show. The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Roman Show. I'm writing solo today, but I'd like to first start off the show by reading this breaking news. WWE says Tenzai will be reprimanded for inappropriate comments. WWE has issued an apology for a video Tenzai posted late Monday night on the Video for Sharing Network tout that could be perceived as racially insensitive toward Asian people. Now, in the video, while in character, Lord Tenzai clearly took to his storyline too far, and he will be reprimanded for his inappropriate comments. This stated by the WWE's company spokesman, Kevin Hennessy. Now, the video, which has since been deleted, showed him traveling with his personal chauffeur, Sakamoto, to Indianapolis, the site of tonight's SmackDown taping following Raw. And he remarked that it's, quote, very, very dangerous to drive with a Japanese person. He then smacked Sakamoto on the head as he drove and ordered him to open his eyes. Now, another racial remark was made last night during Raw, as Raw commentator Jerry the King Lawler quipped followed Tenzai versus Tyson Kidd match. And Lawler basically stated, and I quote him, when Tenzai beats up Sakamoto, he changes his name to Sum Team Wong, which clearly reads to something wrong. All right, guys, that's just the breaking news that we have for you today here in the Roman Show. We're going to proceed with more news and, of course, an interview with former ROH original Joe Maximo, who is now a promoter in New York. He also ventured in TNA and WWE. But before we proceed, we're going to go ahead and move into some commercial. Our good friend, Johnny Knockout, is on vacay again. So make sure you send him a tweet or you send him a message and let him know to come back to work. We'll be right back after this short, quick break.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, romandh@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at romandh@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business?
Yo, high five.
Yo,
Hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, are you, monkey? You're listening to The Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
This is Bjorn from Bellator Fighting Championships. Keep following Rodolfo Roman.
This is the new face of Impact Wrestling and inspiration to all children everywhere, Christopher Daniels, and you are listening to The Roman Show.
And we are back with more action here in the Roman Show as we await the phone call of Joe Maximo, promoter in New York, and also has been in ROH and in several other promotions. I'd like to mention to you guys tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we will be having Misha Tate, former Strikeforce champion. She'll be out here talking some MMA and obviously what's been going on with her and calling out Ronda Rousey, who she more than likely would like to face soon and get a rematch. So she'll be on here on the program tomorrow at 9:30 p.m. Make sure you tune in on time and you don't miss a second of it. Guys, we are nominated for the Best Internet Social Podcast on the MMA Florida Awards. So make sure that you vote for us as the number one most listened to podcast here in Florida. And you can do so by simply going to RodolfoRoman.com. Just click on the banner where it says to vote for The Roman Show, and you'll go ahead and support us. Just click on that banner and click us in to be number one at the MMA Florida Awards, which will take place this November. This November, the event will take place, so make sure that you like us on Facebook and on Twitter, and follow us on Twitter at RomanDH, of course, on our fan page, The Roman Show, Just look up there, facebook.com/RodolfoRoman. We'll go to the site, and you will be able to vote for us there as the number one podcast on the internet in Florida. Of course, we reach out to everyone out there all over the world and all over the country. Special shout out there to those listening to us all the way in New York, in Kansas, also in Chicago. Special thanks to all those folks who have supported us for such a long time. Again, Joel Maximo will be here. He is, was originally a part of the SAT, or Spanish Announce Team, and they were a professional wrestling tag team. They were mostly independent, but eventually made their way to Ring of Honor, TNA, and WWE. Now, they were also let in by their cousin, the Amazing Red. The Amazing Red was actually somewhat of an enforcer for the SAT. And now they will be here. Joel will be here as he no longer wrestles. But they also changed their names from SAT to Los Maximos. And they were trained by Mike Awesome and Mikey Whipwreck. So I'm sure he has lots to talk about as he was trained by Mike Awesome, who obviously was a great name in ECW and in the World Wrestling Entertainment when he made his way through there and also WCW. And God bless him, because he is no longer with us. With that being said, guys, there's lots to talk about. Monday Night Raw last night went 3 hours. 3 hours. I'd like to hear from you. Those 3 hours were well distributed. Should there have been more stuff? Should there have been more wrestling? Should be there less talk? There was a lot of promos, starting off with none other than CM Punk, who opened up talking to Jerry Lawler. But those are 3 hours. I'd like to hear from all you guys. Every single one of you guys, I'd like to hear from you what your thoughts was, whether you are on Twitter, at RomanDH, hashtag RomanShow, or on the chat room. Just go ahead and let us know what you thought about the show last night. Okay, so a shout out there to Lorraine, who said that she will be listening to us in the archives. And by the way, special thanks to all those folks who listen to us on the archive who are unable to listen to us live, which is okay. It's cool with us. Just make sure you support us and you retweet all of our shows to all the folks out there that follow us. But I'd like to mention that our numbers have increased, and we'd like to send a very special thank you to all of you guys for all of the support, the humbling love that you guys give us, and we're here for you, giving you more and more of our news, information, and entertaining all you guys. All right, there's a story that came out today that the WWE has lost a lot of money. Now, the Stanford Advocate has a story reporting that Vince and Linda McMahon have lost $500 million because of the decline WWE stock has taken over the past 2 years. The stock has gone from what was once worth $18.64 per share to currently $7.86 per share. Now, that's definitely a drastic change there. Now, not only have they lost $500 million, but it also puts the WWE network at risk. If you remember earlier this year, there were lots of talks of having the WWE network make its debut the day of WrestleMania. That never happened. Then they were supposed to do it a couple of months or after WrestleMania. That never happened. As of right now, we have not seen a commercial. We haven't been informed of it. We are still waiting. We're playing the waiting game as far as what's going to happen with the WWE Network, because we have no idea what's going on, and this financial loss here could definitely put a burden on that WWE Network, which is a big dream, a big goal for the company. And it was obviously going to give it a lot of exposure, but needless to say, it's only a matter of time. As we know, Linda McMahon is running for office. Many people have linked to the WWE's changing route because of that. They wanted to clean up their image. They wanted to stay away from the whole PG-13, TV mature, so they can go ahead and have a quick, clean slate. When she ran for office, the last time she ran, well, it didn't go too well. But she is in now hopes that she will win that Connecticut seat. But it's taking a toll on the company. Randy Orton last night returned. You saw him Monday Night Raw. He was smiling. Obviously, he was serving his 60-day suspension for his second wellness policy violation. He claims that he was not serving a suspension. In fact, he was on vacation. He took on Heath Slater, and Randy Orton looks okay. He looks ready to go. We can't complain about that. TNA's Eric Bischoff works both as on-air personality, or used to work as an on-air personality, and was obviously the whole brains behind WCW, made his note or his opinion as far as John Laurinaitis stepping down. He was 8 years in the WWE. Obviously, we last saw him on TV. He was portraying the general manager role, but he stepped down. We still have not heard reasons being why, but Eric Bischoff did give him kudos for reason to leaving, saying, and of course, this is out of his Twitter. That's Eric Bischoff's Twitter. Tip off the hat to John Laurinaitis for 8 years in an amazingly tough job, kind of like dog years, equal to 56 years in any other job. All right, last night on Monday Night Raw, we also found out that the main event, or a what could be a main event match, it will be CM Punk versus John Cena versus The Big Show. This will be for the WWE Championship Triple Threat match. The WWE Championship belt will be on the line, SummerSlam, Punk, Cena, and Big Show. Also, it's all been pretty much set in stone, Lesnar versus Triple H, as we found out during the 1,000th episode of Monday Night Raw. And, of course, a World Heavyweight Championship match between Sheamus and Alberto Del Rio. And there's rumors out there that it could be Daniel Bryan versus Charlie Sheen. The rumor that has been thrown out there, we don't know 100%. It'd be pretty interesting to see Bryan versus Charlie Sheen. But there's another scenario where Charlie Sheen could be supporting Kane. So it won't be a one-on-one Sheen versus Bryan, but we possibly could see an action. There was an interview where they asked Sheen if he would be able to do it, and he said, well, the money's right. I might think about it. All right, on the line, ladies and gentlemen, we have Joel Maximo all the way from New York. He'll be joining us here in the program. How are you, Joe?
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing? Thank you for having me.
Good, man. Thanks so very much. And, well, Joe, Johnny is not here today, so I'm riding solo, but I know that You've been supporting his work, and he'll be working out there for you shortly. But, Joe, you have a lengthy background in pro wrestling, as you were possibly one of the first guys to be in Ring of Honor. You wrestled for TNA. You were part of WWE. And all of a sudden, you kind of disappeared from the map of pro wrestling, and you went to promotion. What happened between that transition of being a pro wrestler, being under working under Los Maximos, then the SAT, and then you became a promoter? What happened throughout that little time?
Well, you know, after wrestling for so many years and stuff, and seeing the different aspects of the sport, of game, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know, there comes a time where everything stops for a minute, man. Like, my brother got really hurt, Jose, and I was also beat up, and we stopped wrestling for about a year and a half or two. And you know, we were concentrating on our family and you know, and things like that, very important things to my life, which is my family. And then I decided to open a gym and run my own company. I felt like, you know, we brought a lot of innovative stuff into the wrestling game, a lot of innovative moves and a unique style. And that's what we're going with here in Friday Spirit Wrestling.
And now with that opening of the gym, I mean, you have a great training background with Mike Awesome, Mike Whipwreck. I mean, both these guys were amazing in ECW, and then they made their way into WCW and WWE. But Mike Awesome in Japan, the guy was just amazing, so I'm sure you learned a whole bunch of this man. Well, God bless his soul. He's no longer with
us. Yeah, man, God bless his soul. My wife is putting my daughter in a submission.
No worries. We're a family show, man. It's cool.
Mike Awesome was great, man. He taught me a lot overseas in Japan, and while I was traveling to World Japan Pro Wrestling for the first 2 years, I was always with him over there training at the dojo with my brother Jose, and we learned a lot of different things, you know, about the wrestling companies and the wrestling business in Japan is way different than here in America, you know. It's totally different. The fan base to everything they do is completely opposite of, you know, here in America they used to and what they do out here. And you know, we miss him a lot. It was a great loss to wrestling. I mean, that guy could have been probably on top of the world right now.
And you say it's different because we've had a couple of wrestlers on the show that say it's a great experience over there. I'm assuming, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the money is completely different compared to the States. But what is it that a lot of wrestlers from the States go to Japan? Obviously, you get the experience, but what else do you get from there? And what are the hopes to come back to the States?
Actually, you know, since now that we're on that subject, I'm pretty sure a lot of wrestlers would disagree with me, and a lot of them will probably get pissed off and mad at me. It's just, you know, when I was going to Japan, when I first started going to Japan, it was around 2002, 2003. And I was going up there, you know, with guys like AJ Styles, Low Key, Steve Corino, C.W. Anderson, Paul London, Brian Kendrick, and those type of guys. We were up and coming. You know, we just started Ring of Honor. You know, we just got signed to TNA. And when I was going there, you know, guys like Vader, Mike Awesome, they were making a lot of money over there. And a lot of wrestlers wanted to go to Japan to make a, you know, to have that notch under the belt, as other people say, you know, like get the experience and let people know here in the United States that you've been there and you have the experience to be there, or you're that good to be there. It's not the same thing no more, man. I mean, now a lot of the wrestlers fly themselves up there, and they're not making the money that we were making up there back then, you know? It's different now.
So it's a lot different now, the money. It's not what it was back then.
I don't think that's that well for a lot of different people. You know, if you're not in the right place, like, you know, New Japan or Old Japan or Pro Wrestling North, then you're not making much money at all.
But is it more of the pride knowing that you went out there and obviously the wrestling is completely different to the American style?
Yes. Yeah, because over here we believe in more of a story than anything else. Over there they believe in more of this, you know, the fighting spirit.
And with that said, you know, for example, MVP, who was in the WWE, he was doing well. I'm sure he got paid very well as well with the WWE, but he decided to let that go and change his route and decided to go to Japan.
Yes.
Why
well,
do you
now,
think he would do such a thing?
We're talking about New Japan. That's what I was just saying. New Japan is a great company. It's like, it's definitely the WWE of Japan. It's the biggest company in Japan, and they pay a hell of money. So
compared to
the
WWE,
it'll
be,
right,
it'll be in the same ranks?
Probably more.
Wow.
Yeah, probably more.
Wow. Well, Joe, and it's interesting because I you know, we have all these wrestlers here, and many people say, in America, of course, we all think, wow, you know, WWE is pretty much it. You know, it's a major league of wrestling. You can't go anywhere else. You can go to TNA, but it's not the same. Not as far as money, but then you see them go to Japan. So I'd like to have someone that can pretty much know us exactly that has been through, that has lived it. And it's great to know you've experienced it. What's that?
I was part of TNA when they were in Nashville, Tennessee. I believe we came in on the third show ever. And we actually took Greyhound bus up there, me and my brother. And we had our first match up there, which was a six-man. With Amazing Red, and we got signed on the spot. And back then, you know, the Jarretts, Jerry Jarrett and Jeff Jarrett, when they were running everything, they gave me the impression where they wanted to start something fresh and new, which it was with the X Division. You know, they wanted to put all the high flyers in the main event spots, and you know, show that you don't have to be this big monstrous guy to be able to pull a, you know, a show. And I think they did great because of the X Division, and you know, I was a big part of that. And you know, I was getting in it, mixing in with Jerry Lynn and AJ Styles, Eli Skipper, Low Key, a lot of different names, Christopher Daniels. But I guess right now, as what I see now is they lost the touch and the love for the X Division. Well, right now, I guess they're picking up now since Austin Aries became world champion.
Right.
It's been getting a little better. And it's not just to take in the side of the smaller guys. It's just that's what I think TNA was before they lost their touch and they turned it into a horrible WCW, you know?
Right, yeah. You could see that once the last pay-per-view they had, where they had the whole X Division. It was completely different, which was a great pay-per-view. I'm sure you probably caught it with AJ Styles and Christopher Daniels. What a great match to have, and the X Division title match was just insane. But I see where you're coming from. Now, did you see that TNA was going to go this route as they are now? Because it was seen that it was kind of sinking low, and now it's coming back up little by little.
Well, they have to rely on. To me, they have to rely on what they started with. You know, they started building around the X Division, and then they just completely almost crushed it, and then it just became a boring old man show, no disrespect to everybody else. It's just, you know, as a fan, and you know, my students watch it. A lot of my students watch it, and they were always coming into the gym complaining about it because they say there's a lot of talking shit and blah, 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 and they don't see no action. And, you know, X Division was a big part of TNA because it was all action. It was actually going towards not some action.
Right, no, it's true. I figured it. So you use, for example, some of these shows, and for those folks out there, your training regimen as a pro wrestler, what is it? You let these kids see some of the stuff on TV and try to teach them some of the mistakes and some of the pros from these shows?
Yeah, man. I mean, my guys and my brothers and me, we sit down, we go over shows in the gym. They see all types of wrestling. You know, we put some Japan on, some Ring of Honor. You know, they have their favorite wrestlers, which is, you know, I respect a lot. You know, like, you know, I came up at the EC, you know, I got trained at the ECW school at the House of Hardcore, and you know, I became a wrestler because of ECW, and I learned to, you know, to show that I love this business, and I, you know, like the whole mark out thing that people say, yo, he's marking out, you a mark or whatever it is.
Right.
You know, the people mistake that with respect. You know, you have to come up as a fan to me to love the sport, and I'm a fan all the way. You know, I grew up watching Vic Togo, Eddie Guerrero. I got to wrestle all these guys that I grew up watching and putting hell of fucking five-star matches. And it's all because of the way we came up, you know, believing in wrestling with the whole loving it and respecting it. So my guys do sit down and, you know, they know what to love or not, and they learn. They learn from watching. You have to watch tape to learn, man.
Of course. And when is the next show, Joe, that you're going to have over there in New York?
My next show in New York will be, it'll be a school show, a Ludus show. Ludus Wrestling Center is our school. Our wrestling school is located at 576 3rd Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. And it's called the Ludus Wrestling Center. Half of all the guys I use are Fighting Spirit Wrestling, which you have to see them for yourself, man. They're freaking awesome. They come out of there. My next show is August 22nd in Atlantic City at Lakes Bay Resort Hotel. It's 8029 Black Horse Pike in West Atlantic City.
In Jersey. So that's Lakes Bay Resort Hotel, 8029 Black Horse Pike. That's Atlantic City, New Jersey. And just in case you got to look it up in your GPS, the zip code is 08232. And that is Lotus Wrestling. I'm sure it's going to be entertaining. And showtime starts at 6 p.m. So that?
Yeah, that's Lotus Fighting Spirit Wrestling. It's same.
Okay.
Fighting Spirit Wrestling show.
And
we have
tickets starts at $20 for adults and children, or $10. Showtime starts at 6 p.m. Go ahead.
Yeah, and there's a festival from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. There's going to be food and music and drinks. It's going to be amazing. We have a lot of international superstars from World Wrestling Council and from Puerto Rico, which is Gilbert, the Precious One Gilbert, and WWC Universal Champion Apollo. We have a lot of big names coming in. It's going to be an amazing show, man.
Wow, we just had actually Andy Levine here, who's over there with the Colognes. Vegas and over there in Puerto Rico. Will he be happy to make an appearance at the Lotus show?
No, we won't have him this time, but we've been talking, so he might be coming down soon. I got the Fui Tibos that were ex-WWC tag team champions coming in. They are awesome, incredible tag team, and they're going up against my own guys called the Zoltan, man. This tag team is really no joke, something to watch out for.
And this is on Wednesday, August 22nd. Now, what is it about Wednesdays in wrestling? You know, we had here a professional show in South Florida. But, you know, you think Wednesday is the middle of the week, you still got to go to work the next day. But what is it that promoters put wrestling shows on a Wednesday?
Actually, this show, we put it on a Wednesday because, you know, there's summertime, there's no school for the kids. We usually get a large crowd of kids. And it's Atlantic City, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's very busy with, you know, people going and gambling and playing games. So we try to hit them in the middle of the week where we feel we'll get a better crowd.
Yeah, and people seem to love it for some apparent reason. They love wrestling.
Yeah, man. Yes, tickets are going very, very fast. It's just looking very, very good, man. I know. It's gonna be an amazing 3 days up there.
Yeah, and tickets can be purchased by calling 609-470-0017, 609-470-0017, to get your tickets. And again, this is at 8029 Black Horse Pike, West Atlantic City, New Jersey. And our own Johnny Knockout's gonna be there, no?
Yes, Johnny Knockout will be there with his army, with his following. Knockout's a great talent, man. Knockout's very underrated. I think this kid has the it, man, and he just deserves a break. And hopefully, you know, it works out for us because we really want to use him and, you know, utilize all his skills and what he could do in the ring.
Absolutely. Well, Joe, you know, you're always welcome to come here on the show. And heck, if you want to bring some of your talent that is going to be performing in that event, feel free to do so. We'd love to have the show.
Yeah, definitely, man. I want to shout out some of my talent. The Primero champion, his name is Talent. I got another great wrestler named Joey Tell. I hate them both, but, you know, it is what it is. We got a kid that came from Mexico. We finished training him He's a big part of my school. His name is Spirit Kid. He'll be there. The Funky Monkey Angel Ortiz, Mike Drastic, you name it, man. We have a lot of great guys who are going to be big superstars in this business, man. And if you guys ain't doing that, man, cover the show.
Joe, what is it about Hispanics and in pro wrestling? Do you see, you know, we had Sal Sincara, we saw, you know, obviously Rey Mysterio, Alberto Del Rio. Do you think the Hispanics are little by little going to be making it more into the pro wrestling scene?
Yeah, man, I mean, I guess, you know, like, a lot of people feel like making it, a lot of people feel like you have to get assigned to the World Wrestling Entertainment, the big company, to make it in this business. I mean, to me, making it is to, you know, to make an impact in wrestling and have everyone know who you are, you know. We worked very hard, me and my brothers, in doing that, you know, and we feel very blessed. Never had a big contract with Vince. I wrestled plenty of times for him, but nothing big, you know. Usually he or Velocity shows. We did, you know, we did a commercial for King of the Ring 2002, and we did a couple of things. And I feel like the Hispanic culture, there's a lot of talent out there, and they shouldn't hold back for anyone. You know, like, this is a big field, pro wrestling. And there will be other companies growing up and other companies coming up. And I feel in my heart, and I feel very, very strong, that Fighting Spirit Wrestling will be one of the top companies pretty soon.
And not only that, it's also a tradition. Like, for example, in Mexico, with the Mil Máscaras, I mean, that's a tradition that's been passed along to with children and grandchildren and so forth, and Puerto Rico as well. It's just huge over there in Puerto Rico. And other countries, in Colombia, for example, it's pretty huge. Venezuela has wrestling. Okay.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, you know, Puerto Rico is huge. It's very big. You know, pro wrestling is probably the biggest, besides baseball, is probably the biggest sport there. When we went up there, January, February, and March, you know, we were feuding for the tag belts. When we finally got the tag belts, there was a crowd of 4,700 and something people there. It's a huge fan base, and you know, they're doing the thing. I mean, there is a lot of Latinos that don't know how to, you know, they don't know how to get out of a bubble, like I call it. You know, they feel like they're in a certain company and that's it for them, and they don't go elsewhere, and that's why they don't make it in this business. But like, I think we're gonna expand. I think we are gonna expand.
Yeah, no doubt about that, and it's only a matter of time. So, the Latinos regresen ahí al ring, a la lucha libre, huh? Because
yeah, bro.
and maybe, you know, what do you see? And a lot of people have been, some have been okay, some have been, but about Alberto Del Rio, he obviously comes back from a background of Mexican wrestling. But do you think that Alberto Del Rio will be a great champion?
I think so. I think he is a great champion. I mean, I think he won the world title once already, right?
Right. No, but that's it. But do you think he'll be a good champion again to hold it as they're giving him a big push? I mean, he didn't hold it for that long. The first time around when he won the Royal Rumble.
I think Alberto got the all around. You know, aura of being a champ. I think he carries himself well. He's a hell of a wrestler. He has a great freaking look, and he's great on the mic. I mean, this guy, I don't know why he doesn't have the belt now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's going to get his chance now at the SummerSlam.
I know, man. Hopefully he gets that belt back and puts on, you know, starts representing again.
Well, Joe, man, thanks so much for calling in, and make sure you...
Hey.
You're in New Jersey or in New York or in Philadelphia, wherever the heck you're at, make sure you head on over to that great show August 22nd. Joe, do you have a website that folks could visit for ticket information or for any updates?
Yeah, if anybody wants tickets, just hit up my email, maximalbros@gmail.com, and then we'll take it from there. If not, hit me up on Facebook. Facebook is the best. Way to catch us, or go and call us up. We'll mail it out, or write to us at 576 Third Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, at the Luda's Wrestling Center. And I want to thank you again for having us, man. And it's a pleasure talking to you, and we'll do it again.
No, thank you, Joe. And again, guys, Fighting Spirit Wrestling presents Lotus, and this will be on August 22nd in New Jersey. The address is Atlantic City Lakes Bay Hotel, 8029 Black Horse Pike, West Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Yes,
area.
Sir.
08232. And there's a little festival prior to the show, so make sure you get there early, right, Joe?
Yes, sir.
All right, Joe. Well, thanks very much, man. Anytime, have you here. And, again, we'll be glad to have some of your talent here on the show to let the folks know what's going to be going down.
Thank you so much. Yes,
sir. Thank you, my man. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right, bro.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. Great interview there with Joe all the way from New York, Brooklyn, New York, actually. And, folks, check out that incredible show. That's on August 22nd in New Jersey. If you are listening to us over there in Northern East Coast, make sure you check it out, whether you're in Boston, New Jersey, or New York, or Philadelphia, whatever the heck you are. Head on over to that Atlantic City and watch that incredible show featuring great future talent that, surely enough, you'll see them in the big leagues. So make sure you tune in and go to that show again. The address is 8029 Black Horse Pike, West Atlantic City, New Jersey. That's at the Atlantic City Lakes Bay Hotel. Tickets may be purchased by calling 609-470-0017. Tickets start at $20 for adults, $10 for children, or local 5-4 members pay $15. The show starts at 6 p.m., but get there early because there will be a little festival there. All right, guys, with that being said, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more action here on The Roman Show. Be right back, guys.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com.
This is Jesse Neal, guys, and you better keep listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, I'm Badass Billy Gunn.
And we're the Headbangers, Thrasher
and Mosh. And you're listening to The Roman Show, and keep listening.
And that is so loud, but if you don't, we still got two words for you.
Oh, suck it.
Or you suck. We'll be right back.
back. Sorry for the delay. You know, I was reading about Michael Phelps here, who broke the record. The Olympian who has the most Olympic medals. He broke a record. Shout out to Michael Phelps. I'm sure that he'll be celebrating by eating Subway. I know he was doing the commercial for him. I think they kicked him out because they found out that he was using or smoking marijuana, but I'm sure he'll be happy. Guys, call in. 714-868-0222 is the number. We just interviewed Joe Maximo all the way from Brooklyn, New York. Man was in Ring of Honor, TNA, WWE, and now he's leading his own school, Fighting Spirit Wrestling, and they have a show August 22nd. All you guys out there following us on Twitter, if you have any questions, write it down. And send it to us at RomanDH using hashtag RomanShow. And I know all you guys have been following us as the numbers have increased. Like General Electric is following the Roman Show. I don't know. They just followed us, and according to them, they'll be sending us a little nice gift for exercise. You'll see, guys, it pays off to exercise. Well, we got some more news here. Coming from the wrestling world, the Yorkshire Evening Post is reporting that the newly signed WWE developmental talent Andre Tyson has been arrested. And he goes by the ring name of MBK Bakubius. I wouldn't pronounce that correctly. He was arrested in England this past weekend after an incident at a bar. Now Tyson is only 21 years old. Again, he has been arrested. We're still waiting as far as what the WWE here might do with him. But Tyson is 21 years old, and he was signed by the WWE earlier this year. And the report notes that he is due to travel to the United States to begin his developmental training. So let's see if that becomes an issue when he comes down here to the state. A shout-out there to Marianne Knockout listening to us. She's following us on Twitter. And if you have a question, Marianne, make sure you write it down. Shout-out there to a good listener, Lorraine, who listens to us all the way from Philadelphia. And they're just like about a few hours away in train there, Lorraine. So make sure you check out that New Jersey show where our good friend Johnny Knockout will be in action as he continues to be on vacation. So make sure all you guys send him a tweet or message him on Facebook, and let him know to get back to work. All right, there's more news coming out here from the wrestling world. As ABC News reported, ABCNews.com reported, the Great Khali brain surgery. That's right, the Great Khali recently underwent brain surgery to remove a tumor located on his pituitary gland. Now, this was, of course, according to the WWE, a move from the company, as the WWE wellness policy test and officials, along with Khali, decided he should go with the surgery. While the procedure was a success, the report states that the Great Khali, whose real name is Dalip Sai, could experience future health conditions if the tumor came into contact with the optic nerve. This meaning that there could be internal bleeding on the brain, which will not be good for the tall, gigantic wrestler. So, Godspeed there for our good friend, the Great Khali. The Iron Sheik was interviewed by NBC during the whole Olympics, and I'm not sure personally I like to see the wrestling and basketball, but more a fan of the wrestling. They interviewed the Iron Sheik, and we all know how the Iron Sheik is. The man definitely doesn't hold back, and he will state whatever he feels like. So, he was asked what he feels about the current wrestlers on the Team USA. And he said, in my day, out of all Olympian who challenged the legend. I put them in a camel clutch, break they back, that's right, they back, and make them humble. But now I am not in the same shape as before, so I don't blank with them. And then they asked him, how would Hulk Hogan do against the current Olympic team? Hulk Hogan, he said, wouldn't last long because, blank, he not a real man like the Sheiky baby. You get beat bad like, wow, not printing that. And this is according for this report here. from NBC, and never make it to the Olympics, only for the Olympics for being blank. And, yeah, basically saying that he does hate Hulk Hogan. Okay, so Monday Night Raw yesterday went on live for 3 hours. It was the first time, well, it's actually the second time right after that, that from here on out, it's going to be three-hour shows. The 1,000th episode was pretty much the debut of the new revamped show. Now, it didn't do too well on the ratings. The July 30th episode of Raw dropped significantly from last week's 1,000th episode as the program averaged a 3.08 compared to the 3.84. The overall rating was down 20% from the milestone show, and it is the lowest mark since June 4th. Raw averaged 4,490,000 viewers over the course of 3 hours, and 4,710,000 from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. So you can see that the numbers there, they increased a little bit during the 9 p.m. to 11 hour, when they used to be originally. But USA Network had been pushing the WWE to go 3 hours. This is not too much of an idea of the WWE, and they proceeded to do so. Now, many say that it's too much, but this is a great opportunity to build young talent. Example, Sandow came out. He had a little fiasco last night. The CM Punk, the promo was a little longer. Daniel Bryan got some more camera action. So you can see that there is some advantage. Many in the back weren't all for it. Some of them were disappointed. They said they didn't want to go 3 hours, especially when they do these tours out of the States. That can definitely have a fallout there. But nonetheless, the WWE has decided to go 3 hours, and that is what we're going to get from the E. As for TNA, folks, they will be deciding the number one contender for Austin Aries, and that's going to be happening. So make sure you keep on an eye on that, which, mind you, I personally think that Austin Aries is doing a phenomenal job as champion, and you say that TNA was just trying to be like the WWE, CM Punk won it, but he's doing a great job. Guys, just want to announce that it has been confirmed. There is a new general manager for SmackDown. Yes, I am pretty much jumping the gun here. But there is a new SmackDown general manager. As was noted last night, Vince McMahon will make his appearance on SmackDown this Friday night, the first in almost 2 years. And it has been stated here, as WrestleZone is breaking the news, that Booker T is the new general manager of SmackDown. This all started as Mr. McMahon started out the show announcing Booker T as general manager and was interrupted by Alberto Del Rio. Now, I'd like to get your opinion on AJ Lee's performance as general manager. What did you guys think? Head on over to Twitter, at RomanDH, and state your opinion. We'd like to hear from you what you thought about AJ Lee's new role as general manager. How did she do? Did she do okay? Did she do so-so? You let us know. And guys, make sure you visit the website, RodolphoRoman.com, to catch up on any of the archives. We've had great celebrities out here from all sorts of the world. So make sure that you head on over to the website and check it out. Tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m., we'll be talking MMA with Misha Tate on the program. We'll also be reviewing or previewing the UFC on Fox event with Lyoto Machida, Ryan Bader, and Shogun Rua versus Brandon Vera. Any of those four guys could possibly fight John Jones. Any of those guys give a good performance, Dana White will choose one of them and put him up against John Jones. Funny thing is, John Jones has defeated every single one of them. Let's take a quick phone call here. Welcome here on the Roman Show.
Hello?
Hey, Lorraine, how are you?
All right, how are you?
All right. Lorraine, what were your thoughts on Monday Night Raw in the 3 hours? Do you think it was pretty good, or did you snooze in the first hour?
I actually thought it was pretty good, considering AJ is the GM. So I'm just hoping they don't have her as full-time, like permanently. Mm-hmm. I hope the storyline kind of comes to an end and they kind of get rid of her.
Do you think that she should go back to as far as managing?
Yeah, eventually. I'm not saying, you know, it should end next week. I'm just saying eventually, you know, I think that they can find somebody a little bit more experienced to be GM.
I gotcha. And what did you think as far, do you think that the 3 hour was a good idea or a bad idea, as we saw that that first hour didn't do all that great as expected for the viewership?
I personally like the idea of the 3 hours.
Do you think there's enough time there to give some build up to the angles and the storylines?
Yeah, definitely. And they might even be able to take on a little bit more wrestlers into their company. And give maybe some of these new guys a chance.
Nah, absolutely. And I think it is a great opportunity for the new guys to come up. As we saw Sandow, they got some air time now. And obviously Heath Slater, he comes back around. So pretty much that's what it is. Lorraine, you know, Johnny is on vacay again. So make sure you tweet him and let him know that he should get his tail over here and get back on the show.
Does he still have his Twitter? I believe he was saying something about getting rid of it.
As far as I'm concerned, I know he's also on Facebook. He's been writing some stuff. But whatever it is, make sure you guys reach out to him. So he's back on the air. He's just on vacay.
Oh, I definitely will.
All right, Lorraine. Thanks so very much for the support. And thank you so much. And don't forget, Lorraine, to vote for us for the number one MMA awards show. Just go to the website and click on that banner, Lorraine.
Okay, no problem. Definitely.
Thanks, Lorraine. Thanks for support. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Let's move on to another caller here on the Roman Show. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Roman. It's Marianne Knockout.
Hey, Marianne. How's it going? Pretty good?
Oh, not too bad. Just a little trouble with the chat room, but other than that, I was just calling because you were asking about how AJ was performing as general manager. I thought she was doing an okay job, except for the stuff with Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. She was acting more like, what's the word I'm looking for, a jealous ex-girlfriend. I mean, giving them a whole lot of problems, having Daniel Bryan be taken away by the men in white suits and telling CM Punk, well, you know, you've got to wrestle now the Big Show and John Cena. And it seems like all the time for SummerSlam, CM Punk is either going up against the Big Show or John Cena.
Right. It seemed like she was kind of lost when she made that fight, right? It seems like she was like up in the air. It seemed like she wanted to play that whole bimble-ish, devilish, two-faced girl type of thing, but it just didn't seem too well. Like, I think that role deserves that strong leadership, like a Stephanie McMahon did at one point.
She's acting like in high school, one of the popular girls. You know, I'm in charge. I'm in charge. Like when the popular girls got in charge of the student council, so they ruled, and you know, you might as well forget it. That's just how it just seems like. It seems like it's more high school than anything else.
Yeah, it definitely. There's no authority. It doesn't seem like she has any authority. And like you said, it's only a matter of times when they boot her out. But as we noted, WrestleZone just reported that Booker T is going to be the new general manager in SmackDown. What's your thought on that?
Well, the WWE has been sending texts out to fans who had entered their contest to win to go to the last WrestleMania. And they announced it through the text earlier today, and so I got one, and I knew that Booker T was going to be one. And I think Booker T would be a much better GM because he was a wrestler, and he knows the business, and he knows what's expected, and he knows what the fans want. He keeps pretty much as he, you know, his schedule allowed to talk to the fans on Twitter, and I really think he'll be an improvement over previous ones. I mean,
no, I totally agree. He's definitely more energetic, more charismatic. He'll be an exciting general manager with a lot of power. You can tell that he doesn't play. And
right.
Booker T himself was just a funny guy, so it's just a matter of time until we see him in action there. And maybe, who knows, we might even see a flip-flop there, bringing AJ to the SmackDown and bring Booker T into Raw. You might never know.
No, that's true. I mean, there was a whole lot of rumors and speculations going around on the internet where they thought that William Regal was going to be the Raw
right.
general manager because the 999th episode they had, he was in the office with Mr. McMahon and, you know, it's like, ooh, is he going to be it? Is he the one? You know, there was a whole lot of speculation going on there that it would be William Regal.
Yeah, so but let's give it a shot as John Laurinaitis, as we know, will no longer be playing that role as he stepped down. But
right.
it's only a matter of time to see how long it lasts. Marianne, thanks so very much for listening, alrighty?
Alrighty.
Thank you. All right, let's take this phone call here in the Roman Show. Caller, you're on the air.
You continue asking who this is when you should know who this is by now.
Where's my pizza?
You didn't win. It was Beavis on our show that won
Where
the pizza. So why are you
Beavis
asking
alive?
Me for pizza?
Where is
huh?
Beavis? Where is Beavis?
I don't know. Personally, he was supposed to bring me some new material for my show today, and he never showed up.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Beavis. He disappeared. Hopefully he's all right. I know he had something going on with his foot, but let's see if he's all right. Let's see if he's all right. So what's on your mind, Cage?
No, basically, I just finished wrapping up Reality Check. You know, it was another great episode. You should definitely, I'm going to listen to your Maximo interview just to make sure that you asked him the question I wanted to ask him.
Mm-hmm.
But you should definitely listen to the Hernandez interview. It was a pretty fun one, if you ask me.
I must say that I listened a little bit to it, but then I had to go, and it was interesting. But Joe Maximo explains, you got to listen to it, but why some of the wrestlers from here head on over to Japan. And you'll be sort of shocked that the money
really?
Is just as good as here. Yes. Very interesting stuff.
Really? Did he ever shed light to why he disappeared from the Ring of Honor?
Yeah, just basically family. You know, he wanted to give time to family and so forth. And obviously he opened up this new promotion. But he'll say, you know, his brother was injured, so he wanted line that part of it. But it was a great interview, and then again, if you missed it, you can head over to RodolphoRoman.com and check out the entire interview. Well, now, what's going on with the show, Reality Check? It's on Tuesday at 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Right before the Roman Show. If you want to just listen to half an hour before the Roman Show starts, kind of like a little countdown, so to speak. If you want to listen to half an hour of entertainment and funny talking and random shit, pardon my language, tune in to us for the first half hour before you tune into the Roman Show. It's up to you, but it's a bunch of fun, a bunch of information, and definitely, my producer will get in touch with your producer, and September the 11th, you know what? September the 11th, the Roman Show and Reality Check should combine and dedicate that one show to the USA like I'm doing the USA edition. How about that, Mr. Roman? You and I working
September 11 on a Tuesday?
Yes, sir.
Wow. And it's going to be how many years now? 11 years. Wow.
Yep. But how about that, Mr. Roman? I'm asking you, as an invitation, you know, to say, how about Mr. Roman and Stephen Cage works together one last time on one show? To dedicate to the U.S. soldiers, to interview the U.S. soldiers. How about it? I'm inviting you over to Reality Check that day.
Sure. I mean, why not? You know, we could do stuff like a two-hour fiasco here, you know, two-hour show. You know, one-hour Reality
exactly.
Check, one-hour Roman Show. And, you know, heck, we might have a good friend of ours appear on the show who was part of the service to possibly speak about his service. That sounds like an idea, and, you know, we'll work on that. We possibly do that.
And who was that?
You know,
by the way,
I'd like to mention, guys, you know, I've been mentioning about Misha Tate tomorrow, but next Tuesday we're going to have Tom Pritchard on the program. Tom Pritchard of the Heavenly Bodies will be on the Roman show next Tuesday talking about his book. What's that, kid?
No, who was that that basically worked for the service that's
well,
a friend of ours?
Jesse
because...
Neal, of course.
Oh, okay, Jesse Neal. How can
Which
I forget?
Was
because
one
I,
of
we...
the best, I don't know if you got to listen to that interview, but very emotional. Many folks were touched by the words of Jesse Neal. And as he is leading a campaign on anti-bullying, but the man is doing good stuff right now. What's that, Kate?
As a matter of fact, I did listen to the interview, and it touched my heart. Like, and I even texted Jesse that same night, telling him how much his interview touched me. And we had a great one-on-one conversation. And the man has the biggest heart, and he did a photo shoot with our boy Jason. The other day, dedicating his photo shoot to his fallen best friend, and let me say what I said, what I commented on his picture. I'm going to say it live here on the air. If the fans think that professional wrestlers do not have emotion outside of what they do for work on TV or in the independent circuit, you are absolutely wrong. You have to listen to that Jesse Neal interview. And you have to look at those photos, and you're going to see that Jesse has the biggest heart in the industry, bar none.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, doubt about that. Well, KJ, what are your thoughts on Monday Night Raw in the 3 hours?
Personally, I just wish there was less promos, more wrestling. That's what's actually helping TNA succeed, if you ask me.
Yeah, they do have
so, Raw has gone up to 3 hours. But, hey, didn't you not hear that Vince and Linda lost $500 million?
That's what we were talking
in the stock.
And, you know, many are saying that this whole Linda McMahon going into politics is actually leaving a major dent on the WWE. Because, as you know, the WWE changed the demeanor of the company, going from the whole TVMA into TVPG. And the reason they did this is because Linda McMahon was running for office, so she needed a very clean slate. But it seemed that it's actually hurting them instead of helping them.
Exactly. And it's actually the WWE Network is even up in the air now. Remember all that hype that they got before WrestleMania?
I was talking about that as well. We have no word on that. I mean, $500 million could cost you.
Mm-hmm. So we were – actually, you and I hung out not too long ago when basically – and we both agreed with each other by saying – that TNA was going to lose a lot of money after the whole DirecTV fiasco.
Right.
Now look who's really in trouble when it comes to financial issues.
Right.
The last company you would think of would be WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And now look, TNA.
$500 million could kill you.
Exactly. TNA is actually working forward into a bigger product than WWE is. WWE is going backwards.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what happened with all that. Yep.
Yeah, but
I'd like to mention, guys, our good friend Kamala Jr. is going to be having a show, Wild Pro Wrestling, Saturday, August 11th. Matt Hardy's going to be out there. He will be featured. Tickets advance are $17, $20 at the door. This is going to be in Tennessee. Buck Celebration Center, 209 West Stateland, South Fulton, Tennessee. Bell time is at 7:30 p.m. What's that, Cage?
No, well, basically my time here is done. But, hey, keep on listening to the Roman Show. I gave you a plug there. But don't forget, half an hour before the Roman Show begins, listen to my show, Reality Check. Consider it kind of like a countdown. Guys, I'm now offering your chances to win a free 8x10 autographed photo of Big Mex Hernandez. If you didn't get to hear my show, I'm going to tell you what the word is here. The word that you have to guess in English is reto. Reto, sorry.
Okay, so if you can translate the word reto into English, you will win a free autographed Hernandez.
8x10.
8x10. Now, there you go. Well, what can people do for that?
Basically, just go onto my fan page. If you're not a fan of it already, like it, but just leave it on the fan page. It's facebook.com/realitycheck1. Like the fan page and write on our wall what that is in English, and you'll win your free 8x10 of Hernandez autographed by him. He even admitted it, saying that's already in the mail on its way here. So it's a for sure thing.
But
if you don't believe me,
I like to mention that Stuttering Pipe Bomb is trending on Twitter right now.
Stuttering Pipe Bomb?
The Stuttering Pipe Bomb.
Are you talking?
I'm talking to you. I just got a tweet right now. Stuttering Pipe Bomb is trending right now.
But what?
No.
Yes, I'm Stuttering Pipe Bomb. Fine.
I'm just telling you, it's trending right now on Twitter. If you were to put their hashtag Stuttering Pipe Bomb, that is it.
God, who started that
hashtag
tweet now?
Stuttering Pipe Bomb, squeeze the beef. I'm done
who,
after that,
who's,
man. Hey,
but who's tweeting this garbage now?
That's all I'm saying.
Come on, guys. I'm giving you an opportunity to... I'm sorry for interrupting you. I'm sorry for interrupting you, Mr. Roman. But I'm giving you guys a chance to win a free 8x10 autograph of Hernandez, and you guys keep on making fun of me.
That's guys, make sure you tune in tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Eastern State. Don't miss a second of it. And Tom Fisher next Tuesday. And next Wednesday, Wagner Osha here in the Roman Show. With that being said, good night, Cage. Thanks for joining us. Good night.
Good night.